We've all been there, pushed over the edge, to the point where we're so indignant, so totally frustrated that we feel like we're going to shoot somebody in the head. Today on This American Life, Going Postal, Stories of People Who Lost It. Act 1, The Postman Always Rings Twice. John Wayland is a computer programmer with a 9-to-5 job. Cubicle, timesheets, the usual. But here's the thing. John doesn't know anything about computers. Zero. Nothing. Not even how to turn one on.
I literally cannot plug a plug into a plug. No matter how many times I poke it at the wall, it just, like, I'm like, huh?
I just point out, you have a job where you don't even know how to do that job. What did you do when people asked you to, like, write a software program?
I would just say, I need to take this home to work on this at home.
So here you are talking your way through this job. You're taking all these computers home and you're...
And they started piling up. Like, I've got monitors in my living room and I don't even know what it's called. The main part where you put the disc in, the screen. All of those things are all over my apartment, in my bed and under my house. Computers. My apartment's like a Rice Krispies treat made of computers.
Then John had a realization. He didn't really like other people. So he bought a gun and shot the bullets into a mini-mart where he thought they would be hiding.
It was like I found something that I was good at and I stuck to it.
John went back to college, and he got an art certificate from Design Institute. These days he doesn't go near a computer. He plays the bass in a punk band, he smokes a little pole, and he joined a beach volleyball league. Okay, so you know when you want something so bad? Then you see it vanish before your own eyes. But afterwards, you kind of are glad you didn't get it. Going Postal, Act 2, Stamp of Approval. Roger Crenshaw makes papier-mâché animals.
I made a walrus. I made a scorpion. And then I thought, well, if I can make whatever I want, why not make a creature that doesn't exist? So I made a unicorn.
Roger's part of a small group of fantasy animalists that believes the creature in question should be called a unicorn instead of the more familiar unicorn.
Right? I mean, what does it have one of? A horn or a corn?
Right, so it's a horn.
Yeah.
You thought that it should be called that.
Yeah.
So he made a papier-mâché unicorn, the biggest one in the world, and he brought it to Washington, D.C. for a protest. The federal government was planning to release a new stamp series called Creatures of Fantasy on Ice.
I thought if we could get on camera, then maybe we could get the attention of the Postmaster General and he'd come down and think about changing the name on the...
Okay, so let me just ask. You thought the Postmaster General was literally going to like come down off Air Force One and just change the name of the stamp to Unicorn?
Yeah, or wherever, or just out of his office and just say, hey, yeah, I'd think about that.
But he couldn't think about that, and Roger had diabetes from peeing too much.
My pee was...
So they stored the float in a gymnasium overnight. And then something unexpected happened.
I couldn't believe it. When I heard the fire alarm bells, I'm just like, you know, oh, fire, that's not for white people. You know, you think a fire is like, hey, that's a tire fire in Koreatown.
He was wrong. The gymnasium had caught fire, lit by horn glue from the mythical animal float stuff.
Everything burned.
Not just that, but everything. Gone, burned. Including one unicorn made the night before that was supposed to change Stampology forever.
I lost the unicorn, but It was such a clear message. It seemed like God was talking directly to me.
Can I just ask, what was he saying?
You can take multiple wives.
Next week on our program, cock blockers and wingmen, dispatches from the front line of the dating scene.
She was 6.5 inches away from being the most beautiful woman ever.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. This American Life is distributed by Public Radio International, made possible by Volkswagen America. You know what? I'm not going to do this. Volkswagen, safe happen. Program was produced by Raven and Pizzicane and myself, Blaine Cardoza, Shanza Tabriz and Flash Basbo. Our senior producer is Princess Peony. Glenn Ponder runs our website. Musical help from E.L. Wistie. WBBZ management oversight from our program comes from Tori Malatia, who stabbed me in the thigh with a chopstick and said,
I literally cannot plug a plug into a plug.